Welcome back to the MTP Software Studios, and my name is Jeffrey Davis, and that means this is Radio Entrepreneurs, and I want to thank everybody for tuning in the show and connecting with us on LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, and our website, and our community continues to grow. This is Michelle Drolet. She is CEO of Tower Wall. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Tell us about Tower Wall.
So we have been in business for 20 years, and all we walk, talk, live, and breathe is data security. So we help organizations not only get secure, but stay secure from those bad guys that are out there.
Can you really do that in today's world?
We can try really hard.
Right.
If the bad guys want to get in, they're probably going to get in. But if you can do your due diligence and do what's right, you know what? You can probably keep them at least arm's length.
So what's your background that led you into being in this field?
Oh, that's a funny story.
Are you a technical person?
I am not. So I got
You're
a
the
degree.
Entrepreneur.
I probably more so that. So I got a degree in criminal justice and political science, wanted to go into the FBI, and God works in just mysterious ways, and ended up running an information security company. And so I think it all kind of went together.
Right.
Somehow. And I'm very blessed to have so many amazing people that work for me now to help beat the bad guys.
So who typically hires your service? A company? A family? A
no.
spouse?
Well, that's a different story. No, it's we're business to business. So, and we're primarily like mid-size organizations, so organizations that are like 150, 200 employees to about 2,500 to 3,000 employees that, you know, that need to have, you know, compliance, that need to, you know, comply to different regulations, that have different intellectual property that they need to protect, their personal, you know, employee information, those types of things.
Right. And again, I'm trying to get a little bit more granular of what you would do for a company. So let's say I own a consulting firm, which I do.
Okay.
The radio show is just a hobby. And I've been in business since 1985. I have staff. I have had offices. How would I use your services?
Sure. So I'll give you a couple great examples. So one organization recently knocked on our door. And we have something called vCISO, which is a virtual CISO. They have to comply with a New York regulation called DFS, which is for financial institutions and insurance companies. So there's a whole laundry list of things that they have to do. So they're hiring us to build their information security program, their policies, work with their staff on user awareness, all the different things that they need to do to comply with that regulation. And then it kind of flips over to Massachusetts because Massachusetts has a regulation called CMR 1700. And so they'll help them comply with that. We have a university in Boston recently that wants to know, their CFO wants to know if they have any bad actors inside their organization. So we're going to be actually launching what we call a threat hunt. And so I'm going to have a team of people go in and see what they can do inside their organization to exploit vulnerabilities and figure out if the bad actors could be there or if they are there. And if they aren't there, could they be there?
Interesting. Do you have entrepreneurial background before this? Or how did you sort of transition into this? Was your family entrepreneurial? Sorry about that.
So no. So absolute accident. Kind of fast forward real quick. Backwards. One of my customers actually hired me and said, "I really like working with you, Michelle. There's something about you. I want you to come work for my company." And, you know, again, real quick, gave me 20% of the company to run his U.S. operation. He saw something in me that I never, ever saw and never would have thought myself as an entrepreneur. In a microsecond, I was like, that's not me. I'm not smart enough. I'm not, you know, whatever. And so ran his company we built it to $1 million and sold it because that was the goal. And then I was with that other company for about 18 months and said, ooh, I don't like this because I had been on my own. And so put together a package and bought ourselves back in 1999. So it's been my organization since then.
Wow. That's great. And describe your organization today. How large is it?
So we have a core group of seven people internally. And then I have a group of what we call our VCSOs, or our senior security engineers, that are all contractors that want to work with us, that have all worked on, like, your side of the table, have all worked in that CISO, ISO, information security officer space, have worked on, the technical side of engineering and networks and things like that, and now are part of our team because we understand what our customers are facing and feeling, and they don't want to do that day to day, but they want to go in and work. So there's about 20 of us total. That was a long answer for a short question.
No, that's good. So here we are, 2019. What are the biggest trends you think we have to be on the lookout for, in the next couple of years?
Ransomware is going down, but it's still prevalent. I think the phishing attacks and the targeted phishing attacks. Just recently, my controller came in and said, "Michelle, I just got an email from you that said, can you please, wire all my, shut all my bank accounts down and wire everything to this new bank account in Utah." She said, "Do you want me to do it?" And I was like, "Nah, I don't think so."
I haven't had that one in a few years.
There you go.
But I do get other ones about five times a week, all self-generated.
And it looks like it unless you can tell.
No, they came right out of my own. Somehow, I cannot get a virus scanner to get it to go away. I've brought it, my laptop, into Apple. They're saying they're coming. They're not even going through my server, my host. They're coming right out of my own computer.
We can talk about that later.
But I don't care. I just put it in junk and block, and, I don't open anything anymore.
Well, I mean, if you look at it, it's a multi-billion dollar industry.
Right.
And these guys, these bad guys, have 9-to-5 jobs. It's not like they're, coming in nefariously and doing, the hats in the dark and all that stuff. I mean, they are getting
paid. Sophisticated people.
They have help desks. They have
not in this
software
country.
As a service. So you can, they can go out and buy ransomware. They can go buy an attack for $200, less than $200.
Technology espionage is it's
crazy.
Big business.
It is very big business.
Right.
So I think
if you could shut us down, it would make a big deal. It's better than shutting the lights off.
Well, and they can. I mean, in certain ways. I mean, you look at Amherst College recently, who had everything shut down. No access to anything for what, 3 or 4 days. You look at Cape Cod Community College, who had a phishing attack, and over $800,000+ were wired out. Those things are happening every day. So I think, you ask about, what can you do? I think user awareness, having your employees be part of your information security team, having them understand that they're not supposed to click. Some people you just can't make
them
not
click. We just tell Chris, don't open up any email that says free pizza.
There you go. I like that.
Doesn't work, you see. They don't do that. Free pizza would just get him hooked every time.
There you go.
He'd be like, oh, no. Oh, did it again.
They know him. They know him.
So, yeah, it's scary.
It's terrifying. And so, when we work with our customers, we talk about, you wouldn't build a house without a blueprint, right? You could live in the house, potentially, but would you want to live in it? And the same thing goes with information security and working with our customers. You want to have that blueprint, so that information security program plan. You want to have, the foundation of what an organization needs to do. And one of the things we didn't talk about is, what is information about? It's all based on risk, right? And so it's what your risk tolerance is as your organization. It's what my risk tolerance is. And it depends. Information security, the programs that we do, it's not one size fits all, ever. Everything's different.
I don't want anyone going into my bank accounts, but I always tell my partner, if I get a virus, I'll be kind of happy because that's the day I'm going to just retire.
I always say, if I'm going to do something really bad, it has to be life-changing. And I shouldn't say that on camera, but I'm not that smart to be a bad guy.
No, well, you've been too compliant with the system for too long. Michelle, if somebody was looking for you, and I'll remind everybody, we're speaking with Michelle Drolet, a CEO of Tower Wall, a security company. And I know you also write blogs. So if somebody wants to find you, find Tower Wall, find your blogs, how would they do that?
Sure. My email is michelled@towerwall.com. Our website is towerwall.com. We do a blog for CSO Online for IDG called InfoSec at Your Service. We have a meetup called InfoSec at Your Service, and I do a Forbes blog as well.
Wow.
Lots of different ways. If you just Google Tower Wall, you'll find us.
Busy person.
Love it.
Yeah, that's great. Couldn't say busy lady. I used to be able to say that.
You, but can,
busy
still person. Say it. You, yeah, can still say it. I'm good with that.
Well, again, thank you for being on the show today. We hope you come back again. You have a great topic area, so it's something
of interest.
Thank you.
I'd love
interest.
To. I would we'll absolutely
have you back
love to.
Again. And you should come to one of our cafes as well, the Radio Entrepreneurs Cafe. We have, as you know, we have to turn people away. And
well, if I'm invited, did I make the list?
Everybody makes the list.
Okay.
We don't put those restrictions on people unless they're, you know, stalkers, entrepreneurial stalkers. We don't let in.
Scary. Yeah.
So again, my name is Jeffrey Davis. We've been speaking with Michel Drolet, CEO, Tower Wall, and we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.